welcome this morning. Good to have everyone here. I'd like to read to you this morning as a call to worship from Psalm 66 in the Passion Translation. Everyone, everywhere, lift up your joyful shout to God. Sing your songs tuned to His glory. Tell the world how wonderful He is. For He's the awe-inspiring God, great and glorious in power. We have never seen anything like Him. Mighty miracles, causing your enemies to tremble. No wonder they all surrender and bow down before you. All the earth will bow down to worship. All the earth will sing your glories forever. Pause in His presence. Everyone will say, come and see the incredible things God has done. It will take your breath away. Let's pray together. God, thank you for the wonderful invitation that we have to gather together as your people and to have our breath taken away by who you are and the wonderful and amazing things that you do. Lord, we only need to look at this incredible creation that is left for us to enjoy, and we worship you. Lord, we know that the creation speaks. Your Spirit speaks in a small voice to us. But still, Lord, each day we're inspired to say again how wonderful you are. And we want to tell the world how wonderful you are. And we thank you that that's our joy and our privilege and our responsibility to do so. Lord, as we gather together today, we ask for your blessing on our time. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, we have guests from everywhere this morning, including those from our own local churches. A special welcome to you. And we don't do this very often, but at the risk of totally losing control, but that's okay. We'd like to encourage you to do this church's equivalent of passing the peace. Just go and say hello to someone and welcome them this morning. That means you've got to get up out of your chair. Conversation that was started here this morning. So you're welcome to do that. We're going to take opportunity now to give our offerings to the Lord's work. Now, if you've come from another church and you haven't come prepared or whatever, that's absolutely okay. This is fun for our local church. So let's take our opportunity to give now.
Thank you.
thank you for this privilege that is ours to give. We thank you, Lord, for the strength and the skills and the abilities that you've given to us to earn money. And we bring this as an offering and our way of honoring you, Lord. And we pray that we'll be blessed by it. And we pray this today again in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Last night was one of the more, if not the most, inspiring evenings that I've certainly enjoyed at the Wydale Trust 50th Jubilee. An incredible story of ministry in this place for the last 50 years and giving toward mission that impacts the planet. And, you know, 50 years ago there was a cutting edge thing done, an innovative thing. Entrepreneurial thing, really. And possibly at that stage, those who started this trust didn't see it as that, but it is that. And so our speaker this morning, as well as someone who has been part of the family here at Napdale Waikaka Presbyterian Church, is going to share a little bit, and I've asked Jim if he would introduce him. So he was a speaker last night, or one of the speakers last night. In fact, if you were there, you would have received a call to the mission field, I guarantee you.
Morning's over.
Morning's not over yet.
Yes, welcome to everybody this morning too, and the other churches. Good to see you here this morning. And not only have we Martin here, but we have Elsie McDonald there, who has so long association with our parish and being from Tapanui and being a missionary. And we have some friends of ours, Rob and Catherine MacArthur as well, representing OMF. And Dave Rob's been here before as well. And Martin. And he didn't bring Joyce with him this time. So, but the first time they arrived would be, I don't know, the early 2000s, was it?
It was 2007 or 8, somewhere in there.
Yeah, and arrived for a ministry, a summer ministry in our parish, and there was Joyce and three young boys, and probably primary school age, I think. And I understand Jojo now is in university at Dunedin, and we've got another, the other boys, one's in doing engineering and one's still at high school in Hamilton. So, and Martin is sort of heads up the East West College in Hamilton there, and he and Joyce, I think, are pretty busily occupied there. And you also, well, the Batesons live pretty close and involved in a similar ministry just allied to East West College, which is part of WEC. So I was talking to Martin yesterday morning when first met up. I didn't recognise him just immediately because he had his hat on, pulled down over his face there, and he's walking around doing things, and thought, oh, who's this fella? And look, Martin, he says, oh, hello, Jim. So, oh, of course, it's Martin. We got to speaking about being early for conferences and when you've got to speak and things like this. And he said, well, there was only one time that he actually missed, and going to a conference, it was in Scotland or somewhere in Northern Ireland. But he said that occasion God intervened and closed all the airports down because he allowed a volcano to explode in Iceland. But last night we were very pleased that you were able to make it and give that vision and re-inspire us to look over the hill, is what he was saying, that we boys as Christians need to be looking beyond ourselves and our own little community to others and the needs of them. And we look forward to being inspired again today and hear God's message, because he obviously wants you here.
Thank you.
So, yeah.
Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. Not all of you know who I am, and I just want to introduce myself a little bit. My name's Martin, as Jim has said, and this is my family. My wife Joyce is from the Outer Hebrides of Scotland. I am from Belfast in Ireland. And these are our three boys. Alistair is 21 next week. No, he's 21 last week. No, next week. It is next week. I should remember that, shouldn't I? Jojo is the one who's studying in Dunedin, and Jordan is the one who's still at high school. In a nutshell, our journey has been, we met and married in Scotland. The Lord called us into mission. We spent most of our married family life in Afghanistan, and the rest of it's been in New Zealand. We're into our seventh year altogether here in New Zealand, two stints. We did 3 years, then went back to Afghanistan, and now we're back again and heading up a college that is focused on training Christians to work in other cultures. That's what it's there for. It's not for a specific agency, it's not for a specific country, and it's not for a specific type of work. And I'll say a little bit more about that. But it's about training Christians how to work together. Because often they get to mission fields, and the most difficult thing in the mission field is the other missionaries. And that's a shame, really, isn't it? But if you haven't really lived among other cultures, those other cultures are really hard work. And believe it or not, even Kiwis can be hard work. The Irish definitely can be hard work. It's been known that the Scottish can be as well. Anyway, this is our college, and this is on land donated by a local farmer. He wanted to donate 10 acres of land, and the local council said, you can't subdivide it. Yeah, it's 33 acres or nothing. And he said, well, praise the Lord, there's 33 acres gifted to serve God. And all of these buildings have part of them, they've had Southland Hands building part of them. But we've got our main buildings here with the classrooms and library, and our accommodation blocks for our students, and then staff housing here. And all built by faith, all built through prayer. So there's no outstanding debts, there was no fundraisers done, and the land was gifted, and all of the staff lived by faith. So in terms of managing a piece of work, I actually have a really easy job, because the line item for salaries is zero, the line item for lease and rent is zero, and it's an amazing place to live and work. Our students, our graduates, have gone on to work in 43 different countries, and I believe we've hit 44 just recently with Zambia. So, and that's from Gordonton, who nobody's ever heard of. These are our staff. They're from 8 different countries: Australia, England, Ireland, Korea, Malaysia, New Zealand, Scotland, USA, and Canada. There are 4 different mission agencies: WEC, InterServe, SIM, and Jinhua Foundation. And they've served in Thailand, Cambodia, Afghanistan, Pakistan, China, Japan, Korea, Burkina Faso, Congo, Bangladesh, and Tajikistan. And that's as long-term placements. That's not short-term. So they bring a lot of experience. They bring a vision to equip others for the next season. So it's a real privilege to work there. Our students, last year we were from 21 different countries. And Brazil, Canada, mainland China is now a sending place. They are sending workers to other countries. And we're now getting asked questions like, how many Chinese can you take? Because we don't want to overload you. I was asked a few weeks ago, how many Japanese can you take? Because Japan is sending workers out across the world. And we're now starting to see the Pacific Islands. We're going to have 3 new students from Vanuatu in the new year. We've got 2 students currently from Fiji. It's amazing what's happening. It's fascinating what's happening. The Koreans are queuing up. We have a waiting list for Koreans wanting to join the college. We have to slow that down a bit, or we would be full of Koreans. So it's amazing the enthusiasm that is out there for mission. I'm just going to skip that slide because it's going to take too long. And I just want to tell you briefly about a few of our students. We've got a couple who are doing community development. These are Kiwis in Cambodia. We've got another Kiwi couple who are working in Thailand, looking after missionary kids. They have a house that all the missionary kids live at and go to the local school, but the parents might be dotted around the region in other countries. So they're dorm parents. And parents of these teenagers going through real challenges in life. We have another couple in Afghanistan. That's not them. They don't want me to use their photograph, and they don't even want me to put their names out there. But we have another couple who are, we're in touch with them every month by video Skype. And they are an amazing couple, but they're facing real challenges in this season in Afghanistan. But they're doing English teaching. We have another couple who are working in Vanuatu, but among Bush ministry and among indigenous peoples there. Another couple up in Ironland, working as a pilot in IT, and among the indigenous peoples of Northern Australia. We've got teachers in a teacher in Oman, church planter East Timor, mainland China, India, Spain, Philippines. It goes on. There's actually many different ways of doing mission. And it's fantastic to see how God uses people. Cafe ministry in Tibet. So setting up a cafe, spending time with people and sharing a bit of life and the journey and the conversation. Senegal church planting, NGO work in Bangladesh, development work, things like that. Botswana, Myanmar, Indonesia, Japan, Kyrgyzstan, and it just kind of goes on. And for me, it's fascinating. I have no idea who's going to apply. At the moment, I've got three from Vietnam have applied. I'm like, where on earth did they even hear about us? We've got French, German, Swiss, and we've got this little compound of the UN, really. And it's an amazing place to be. But it's representing what God is doing in the world. I want to share with you a few things that have hit me in the last year that have really impacted me. And just a few things. One of them was going to Vanuatu. I was in Vanuatu I think it was about 6 weeks ago. And it was the first missionary conference of the Presbyterian Church of Vanuatu. Now, the Presbyterian Church of Vanuatu is actually quite a strong denomination. It's right across the islands. And the island culture is not one where you go off and do something on your own. You do it as part of something bigger. And it was amazing to be part of this. And they are partnering with a mission agency, WEC. And what they want to do is send people. They're not looking for money. They're not asking for money. But they want people to come alongside them and look after their workers when they get to the field. Help them get settled. Help them be part of teams and to do well. And they've got one worker in northern India and one in Chad already. And now they're sending a family to Tajikistan. But they've got the vision. They've got an amazing vision as a group of people. I don't know if you'd like to hear this. Is that coming from through? Presbyterian worship in Vanuatu. So that was all of the presbyteries of Vanuatu came together for that. Another thing I was at this year that really impacted me was in Parihaka. And Parihaka this year, I don't know if you know the story of Parihaka. It's a community that suffered greatly in a non-violent protest against land grabbing in the 1800s. And they refused, the leaders of that community, through scripture, saw that violent protest was not acceptable. So they didn't take up arms, but they were treated horrendously. 400 men were taken in prison in Dunedin and put in caves. The women folk were raped by the Crown soldiers. It was a horrendous story. And I was very privileged to be invited to the Crown apology for what happened. And to be there when a group of people actually told the truth as it was, told the story with all its detail, and then the Crown got up and told the story with all its detail and apologized. And then there was an embracing. And to watch that embrace between the two groups, and then to see descendants of those who'd suffered and died embrace descendants of the Crown soldiers. Everybody's dignity increased. It was a beautiful occasion. And I felt it was a very kingdom occasion. And that really, I just found it so inspiring to be there. And a real privilege. I was in the queue with a woman whose grandfather had been in a cave in Dunedin, along with 16 others they'd been put in a cave as imprisonment. And just to see her celebrating. When truth is spoken, when forgiveness is given, there's a release in the dignity. It's beautiful. One other event I went to was in Panama last year, and it was the 100th anniversary of the World Evangelical Alliance conference, when they had a vision for Latin America to have the gospel and to have good Bible teaching the whole way through. And it was an amazing vision they had. And this was the 100th anniversary. And the conclusion there was, this is not west to rest anymore. That idea is gone. This is from everywhere to everywhere. And for me, that resonates with what we're doing in college and what we're experiencing. So Joyce and I are busy, and we're very thankful for the support that comes from you guys. Thank you so much, and thank you for your prayers. We believe fully in the power of prayer across the body of the people of God. That's who we are. We are His people. He loves us right across denominations. It's not about... Denominations are places where we can find belonging on a local level. But in terms of belonging to Jesus, it is that body of faith right across. It doesn't matter. These denominations, we'll drop them all in the box on the way in. Into eternity, and we will celebrate together. So for me, I'm delighted to see the gathering here, several groups together, because we're all one in Christ, and it's lovely to be here today. Thank you.
Wonderful.
Thank you. Good news everywhere. Mm. Isn't that wonderful? Mm. Thank you. We're going to hear a little more from Martha later on. Birthdays to celebrate. Anybody have a birthday this month? Anniversaries?
This month.
Nobody's going to own up to that?
This month?
Well, this month will work.
Tomorrow?
It's going to be 40? To the same person? Wonderful. We're going to be celebrating. Let's sing Celebrating With You.